For WKAR News, I'm Kevin Lavery. The U.S. Coast Guard Band is touring the Great Lakes this summer. On Wednesday evening, the ensemble, co-founded by the legendary March King John Philip Sousa, is giving a free concert at Okemos High School. I spoke with Lieutenant Commander Adam Williamson, the band's director, who tells me the band is often met with mixed reactions.
If they've never heard a military band before, I think that they certainly have some preconceived notions about what a military band is. We certainly do a lot of patriotic fare. We do a lot of marches. But I think what people don't expect is the high-quality artistic music that we play on these concerts as well.
So I guess people are surprised then when they find out that you're playing Puccini and Aaron Copland.
Exactly.
So you just kicked off your summer tour of communities in the Great Lakes region. You played Buffalo, New York a couple of nights ago. By the time we air this interview, you will have played in Cleveland. What's it like when you get out there in front of the audience?
That initial sound will often create this electric atmosphere with the audience. Talking to the audience after the concert, they're just so moved and appreciative of what the band does and what the service does. It's just, I'd basically classify it as an exclusively positive experience for everybody involved.
I'm talking with Lieutenant Commander Adam Williamson, the director of the United States Coast Guard Band. You had mentioned earlier that eclectic blend between standard, traditional military music and more contemporary pieces. One of the composers that the band performs pretty often is Kenneth Fuchs. He is a music professor just down the road from the Coast Guard Academy, which is in New London, Connecticut. He's a University of Connecticut UConn professor. Why did the band choose Kenneth Fuchs' work?
He writes music for bands like nobody else writes music for band, and that was one of the things that I thought was really captivating about music. It's essentially orchestral writing, but for band. He just has these wonderful long lines, but that sort of paired with this sort of busy undercurrent.
Coast Guard City, USA, Grand Haven, Michigan. That will be a couple of stops after Okemos. Have you ever played that particular gig before? What is so special about being the Coast Guard band that plays in Coast Guard City, USA?
Oh, man, is that a big special event. Yes, I've played at Grand Haven. I've played at Grand Haven before. The Coast Guard band goes there every few years where we find ourselves up in Grand Haven for the Coast Guard Festival. I used that word electricity before to describe an audience. Well, this is about as electric as it gets. Grand Haven is a relatively smaller town, and it's sort of incredible how many people they can pack into that small town to celebrate the Coast Guard. Everything is Coast Guard oriented, and there's just so much just appreciation and love for the Coast Guard everywhere you go in Grand Haven. And that's why people are there at that time, just to celebrate the Coast Guard, which is just so awesome.
Lieutenant Commander Adam Williamson is the director of the United States Coast Guard Band, which is on tour this summer throughout the Great Lakes region. The band is performing tonight at Okemos High School. The concert starts at 7:30 and it's free. You do need to call for tickets, and we do have that information on our website, wkar.org. Lieutenant Commander Adam Williamson, thank you so much for your time. Good luck as you continue your tour. We're looking forward to seeing you in Okemos, and Semper Paratus.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
In East Lansing, I'm Kevin Lavery.